who is the Secretary of Agriculture in West Virginia is important to me. Now, I'm in Tennessee, and there are two reasons why it's important to me, and that is my food doesn't all come from Tennessee. It comes from all around the country and all around the world. And so the quality of the food in neighboring states is very, very important. And of course, the quality of the policies impacts our policies in surrounding states. You know, if a state to the right is doing something, then we want to know about it, and it's going to influence the feasibility. You know, if West Virginia is getting smart about regenerative farming, it helps us to argue for the same thing in Tennessee. So there's a lot of feedback between the different states, both in terms of the actual food as well as the actual policies. But the other thing is, I'm seeing more and more move by the states to do regional compacts and to work together on different things. And so I know that if I want a certain kind of momentum where I live, I need it all over the country if I can get it. And I would say it this way, we are in a fight, and every person who's willing to step up and lead in the way that you are doing is somebody we need to support. You know, our leaders in this fight are invaluable, and we need to support them. So to me, this is also a call to support leadership in whatever state they're running. You know, everyone is precious, and the more we have, the better.
People like me are not beholden to the industrial system. We're not beholden to Washington, D.C., or any of those large multinational conglomerate interests. We're interested in supporting the people in my state, first locally, and then in the state as a whole, in my case, and the small farmers, and making sure that our interests are met. You know, you first have to take care of our own family, and then our community, and then our state, you know, and you start small. And I think that's what we've gotten away from in this globalized society. So when you support somebody like me, you're supporting somebody that has a will to do that and will affect our neighboring states. As things are fixed here, then, you know, it'll start growing and expanding. You know, not from the standpoint of being global per se, but from the standpoint of if it works local, other people are going to see what we're doing and say, I want some of that freedom.
Everyone who watches this, please keep Roy in your prayers. If you can donate, great. If you're in West Virginia and can volunteer staff support, Roy, how do they find your website? How do they connect with you? How do they make sure they're doing what they can do to help?
Yeah, thank you. So my website is rameyforwv.com. That's rameyforwv.com. And my email is roy@rameyforwv.com. And that's the best way for folks to get a hold of me. And if you go to the website, one of the first things is a donation link at the top. And then as you scroll down, everything is a simple one page. You can find out who I am and what I stand for, in kind of a bio, my platform. And there's also some photos, and there's video interviews that I've done in the past if you want to find out where I stand. And you mentioned Congressman Thomas Matthew. For people that maybe don't know who I am or what I am, a lot of people know Thomas Massie.
Yeah.
And I liken myself to him in that politically, he is my twin brother. And so when you wonder, what does Roy Ramey stand for? I can just reference, if you've seen anything from Thomas Massie, that's exactly the same things that I would stand for, advocate, vote for. So it's kind of like, I don't necessarily need to make my own videos because I can reference that, and that's me. So anyway,
yeah,
you've got an MIT degree and I don't.
We think Massie's terrific.